Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Yeah, really well, thanks. It's a great start to the season. Beating the Hawks there 106-97 there in Wollongong. It seems no Jalen Adams, no worries.
Yeah, I kind of looked that way, but we miss Jalen. He's a great player, but obviously got a new exciting guard in Derek who's joined us. But yeah, it was a really good start to the season, and hopefully we can keep building, keep getting better this weekend.
Yeah, Derek was great. 32 points for the game. He looks like he's in for a big season.
Yeah, no, he's high-quality guard. He's spent some time in the NBA. He's as good as we're going to get probably here in Australia. So excited to have him on our team.
You've certainly seen some players come and go in your time at the Kings, Sean. I mean, how do you feel you're gelling with the new players since you've been in camp together, I guess, a few weeks ago leading into the season?
Yeah, no, I think as good as we can with the short time we've had. All three guys that we've recruited are really high-character guys, so that makes it a lot easier, and they all bring something different to our team, which is exciting. But, yeah, they've been really good. I think we've still got ways to go, and we'll continue to do that over the kind of first month of the season.
What impressed you about your victory over the Hawks, Sean? I mean, you were down 87-80 midway through that fourth quarter, but then you went on a 26-10-point run to secure victory. That must give you great confidence that you've got the team there that regardless of any situation you find yourself in, you'll compete to the final whistle.
Yeah, and it's just that resilience, I think, was... Yeah, there were signs in that fourth quarter that some teams could kind of roll over and come back the next week where we didn't. And a lot of what we built last year was just that. We played out games and didn't matter the situation. We're going to stick to our kind of trademarks and keep playing. So for game one to show that again was a really exciting sign.
The other thing that the Kings did well last year, and you did it well, obviously, in round one, the ability to win on the road, which is a huge advantage in basketball. I think you now equal the great Canberra Kennan's record of 13 away wins. And that goes back to 84-85. So what is it about this team that handles playing away from home?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. I think it's just our togetherness and I guess banding together, and it's kind of just that attitude where we're going into someone's place and it's just us versus, 5,000 people down there in Illawarra, but any night it's us against everybody, and we kind of band together with that and developed a bit of a mantra around that. But no, I think it's just something that we've taken pride in. I know at the beginning of last year we sucked on the road to begin with, so to turn that around and string a streak together was really good.
What are you expecting from Brisbane, Sean?
Yeah, obviously a new look. They've added Big Bainsey and another NBA player, Tyler Johnson. So I think they're one of the preseason favourites to win it all, which will be a good test for us. They're going to be physical, obviously, with the big fella inside, but they've got a lot of guards that love to fly up and down the court too. So, it will be a tough contest. It will be a good test for us.
You mentioned Aaron Baines, and he is a massive man. But how do you sort of go about trying to limit the impact that he'll have on the game?
Yeah, I guess as hard as it is, and he's very good at it, but matching his physicality and making sure he can't dominate the inside so much. And you'll do that by setting screens, rebounding, and obviously trying to get position to post up. So if you can push him out, keep him on the perimeter a bit more, that'll go a long way.
Did you see the Adelaide 36ers beat the Phoenix Suns?
Yeah, no, I did. That was awesome. How good.
What do you think that does for the NBL?
Yeah, it just continues to add credibility, I think. We've obviously gone over there and had good performances before, but to finally beat one of those teams, I think it really got their whole country talking even more about the NBL, which they've been doing through different Nexstars programs and things like that, but to actually go and beat one of their teams, I think, really opens up the eyes of the Americans. And exciting for us moving forward.
Now, Sean, I see as well Nick Kyrgios has brushed you as a Kings ambassador. He's gone to Southeast Melbourne. What's doing?
Yeah, don't know. You'll have to talk to him. Maybe he's, not too sure. Yeah, we'll see him down here. He was a great supporter of us last year, which we're very thankful for. So, yeah, he's on the Phoenix now. Hopefully he can help them get some wins.
Well, we love how Sydney, they do support winners, and there'll be a big crowd expected this weekend when you take on the Bullets. But also earlier in the year, they announced the Kings that you're playing on Christmas Day. That'll be a different feel for you as well.
Yeah, it will be different, but Christmas is a somewhat disjointed anyway. We usually have a Boxing Day game, so for us as players, I guess it kind of gets the game all out of the way earlier than we would any other year. But yeah, I guess a little bit different to fans, that their regular rituals and stuff like that for Christmas might change, but hopefully they can include a Kings game now and get out and support us and make it something special.
Sean, appreciate your time this morning. Go well against the Bullets tomorrow night, and looking forward to seeing you all unfurl that championship flag as well. Thank you.
Good on you guys. Thanks a lot.